Welcome to Of Men, For Men. Here we'll discuss issues pertaining to the modern day man. Subjects like health, wealth, lifestyle, gear, and relationships. So join me as we dive into the world of men. For men. Hello and welcome to the Of Men, For Men podcast. I am your host, James Rodney Lee Max. Yeah, come on. Man, this week has flown by. I've been busy. There's a lot of stuff going on. I hope everybody had a great Memorial Day weekend. I hope everybody had the opportunity to spend some time with your friends, your family, your loved ones, and remembered those who gave the ultimate sacrifice, right? Just had Armed Forces Day not too long ago, and now we just recently here, we just celebrated Memorial Day for those who gave all. All gave some, but some gave all, right? And before we know it, Veterans Day will be up on us for those like me who have hung up the uniform, right? We gave it up, baby. Right? So, I guess it's pretty nice to have three military holidays, in this country, you know, for the past, present, and future. So, nothing wrong with that, right? I just hope you had the opportunity to kind of reflect and be thankful, you know, that that people are willing to go into combat and put their life. I mean, literally, I've done it. Put their lives on the line, son. Right? But we do it, and you know, not, you do it without thinking. You don't think of your own self when you're doing that kind of stuff. And that's why, you know, we stand for the national anthem, you know. And if you're in uniform, you salute the flag. And if you're not, you take your hat off and you put your hand over your heart, right? You know, it ain't about us. It ain't about me. It ain't about you. It's about those who were scared. And you know, I mean, being brave ain't about, you know, being Rambo and charging the hill and all that. You're gonna be scared to a certain point. You're gonna be scared if you ain't something wrong with you, but you go and you do what you need to do anyway, right? Because it's the right thing to do. You go and you do what you need to do, and that's why we celebrate those men and women who have given everything that they had, and we are forever in their debt. I'm going to do something a little bit different today. I'm going to try and cover almost kind of like a week in review, because there's so much going on and there's so much I want to cover. So I'm going to cover, you know, several different topics. Hopefully this doesn't go too long. I'll try to be brief. You know, this may or may not be a new format. I don't know. You know, maybe a once a week roundup and my take on it, right? And then, you know, we'll do, you know, specific things. I don't know. I haven't heard from too many of y'all complaining about the way I do the podcast or the randomness of it. I kind of like it that way. That way, when you get on, you got something to say. You're not getting on just to get on, right? You know, trying to fill up time. I'm not trying to fill up time. I'm not trying to waste your time. You know, I put out content when I think there's content to be put out. Unlike other content creators, they do, you know, 2, 3, 5 videos a day, or you know, one a day every, you know, 5 days a week, you know, for however long, or they do live streams and all that shit. I don't know. I don't have that much to say. I mean, I got opinions, obviously, on everything and a take on everything. But, you know, shit, it's mine. You know, nobody, everybody don't need to hear your opinion on everything, right? You know, sometimes it's better to keep quiet, you know. And like I said, sometimes, you know, I like to wait, you know, a couple days for stuff to happen and kind of let the dust settle before I speak on something, right? Because sometimes there's new information that comes out and you don't want to jump to conclusions, right? Excuse me. I mean, we just had a shooting, you know, like I said, you know, in Uvalde. You know, I touched on it briefly in the last episode, you know, and, you know, they was talking about, you know, oh, that guy was barricaded in there and they couldn't get in, and, you know, and this, that, and the other. And then come to find out that the police had storied a little bit on their timeline and what had actually happened and what they did. I can tell you there ain't no man on this earth would have been able to keep me from going in that school and taking that son of a bitch out. Regardless, there was babies in there, children in there, and they couldn't get through the door. I guess these guys aren't door kickers, you know, I mean, they're just police officers. They're not door kickers. They don't know how to blast through a door, get through a door. Oh, that was a secure door or security door. A shotgun, high-powered rifle, and a foot can do a whole hell of a lot. You know, it's easy to shoot a lock off. But, you know, what do I know? You know, what do I know? So, I won't beat them up too bad over that. They're going to have to deal with it on their own. And eventually all of it's going to come out, all right? So, you know, we'll see what happens. I still think they underperformed and they could have saved, you know, more children than they did. Not that they didn't save any, but I think they could have saved more than they did. They could have went in there sooner and done more. That's pretty much my take on it. I ain't going to call them any kind of names or nothing. What else we got? Oh, Johnny Depp. Good God, son. Both of those people screwed up. Him and that Amber Heard. Amber Turd. Taking a dump on his bed. Good God, son. Both of those people are messed up individuals. You know, they're Hollywood movie stars, and they don't live like you and I live from day to day and week to week and, you know, have to pay bills and do the things that we have to do. They don't live like that. That's why they all screwed up. All right. But she did do something that was wrong. Like I said, she did an interview with a publication, and I mean, she didn't mention no names, but, you know, she, you know, said that she had been abused and all that in her relationship, right? And of course, everybody knew who she was talking about. She was talking about, you know, Johnny Depp, because they had just recently got divorced. You know, that she had been, you know, battered, abused. You know, and that cost him money. You know, he got kicked off of the, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean deal, and, you know, cost him a couple other films or whatnot. That cost him money. She defamed him. So he took her ass to court. Good for him. And as we know, he won. So I guess Johnny Depp goes down as officially the first man to ever win an argument with a woman. Yeah, come on. Right. And of course, what does she do immediately? She's gonna file she's gonna protest it and refile it, you know, have it done again. I'm just like, Jesus Christ, you know, you can't win for losing, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no way. But he's got his reputation back, and I think a lot of people, you know, I never believed all that crap she was saying. He's not that kind of dude. I don't, you know, of course, I don't know the man personally. But he just doesn't come off as that kind of person at all. He's a small, diminutive, you know, little man. And like I said, they both, or she's going to appeal it. That was the word I was looking for. My brain is bad this morning. But, and she forgets that she was arrested, you know, for battery in her previous relationship. So, yeah, you know, and, you know, I don't know. We'll see what happens with her, right? And hopefully Johnny will smarten his ass up. Don't be getting married no more, Johnny. All right. You don't need to be married. You know, if you want to date a gal or whatever, that's fine. Don't move none of them in. All right. That way you can trade them out. They start acting up, you kick them to the curb. You tell them to kick rocks, okay? Listen up, Johnny. You know. Or if you start acting up, they can kick you to the curb. You ain't married, you know? You ain't locked in. Jeez Louise. I don't understand how you could be rich and famous and be worth millions and millions or tens of millions. Or hundreds of millions, who knows? And be like, you know what I gotta do? I gotta go get married. Are you out of your mind? Good God. These people are crazy. I'd be protecting my damn interests. My monies, right? Oh, Lord. And we just had another shooting here just recently. And, oh God, where was it? Oh, come on now. I can't think of the damn name. Tulsa? You know? Now, of course, this one ain't all over the TV. You know, they did a quick little, you know, oh, we had another mass shooting, because they was all foaming at the mouth about another mass shooting. You know, mass shooting, you know, it's like three or four. So this man goes in there and into a medical facility and starts shooting up the place, kills the doctor and some other people. I guess he'd had some back surgery. And, you know, none of that stuff is 100%, you know? I mean, even when you have surgery to get something fixed, you know, I've had, you know, my knee worked on. And it's not 100%. I can walk. But it's never going to be the same. You know, ain't nothing like original equipment. You know, so I've had surgery on a knee and it ain't the same. And now my hip's getting jacked up, but... And I'm in pain, and that's what this gentleman apparently was suffering from. He was still suffering from a lot of pain. And I guess he was blaming the doctor and this, that, and the other. So he goes in there and shoots the place up, kills, you know, four people, including the doctor. And it just, you know, kind of flashes on the news and then it's gone. And, of course, why? Why is it? Why? Because the individual that was pulling the trigger and killing these people does not fit the narrative that the liberal media wants you to believe, that all these people that are going around shooting everything up are white supremacists. The young man, I say young man, I don't know, 35, 40, that went in there and killed these people was black. Now, I don't care who you are, what your skin color are, where you come from, what your background is. White people ain't your problem. It's not white supremacy that's keeping you down. It's you. There's lots of people that have come from worse backgrounds than me or you and have succeeded in this life. You can't be a victim and just blame other people all the time for your problems. It's not their problem, it's your problem. And even if you are hitting an obstacle, you need to learn how to overcome that. There are options. There are other things you can do than blame other people for your lack of success. Right? So with these two shootings here, especially that one in in Uvalde with all the kids. It was, I think, 19 babies. I say babies, young children, you know, elementary school age. Babies to me. The former vice president, known as Joe Biden. And of course, every liberal on the planet now wants to take away everybody's guns. Oh, we got to get these assault rifles off of the damn, off of the street. Well, first and foremost, you're going to have to explain what the hell an assault rifle is. Now, I have some rifles. But they ain't assault rifles. You know? Oh, we got to get these military grade weapons of war off of the street. I'm insulted by that. Any weapon that I own is way above military grade. I've been in the military and I fired their weapons and their shit. Do they work? Yeah, obviously they work. You know, but you got to remember, number one, made by the lowest bidder. Number two, they've been in service forever. They're not brand new. They're supposed to be coming out with some new rifles, so we'll see what happens with that. I think it's a SIG model. But that's their solution for everything. Gun grab. Grab, grab, grab. Got to get the guns. You know? Dumbasses on the TV the other day. Oh, a 22 would just go in the lung and we can get it out. 22 goes in your body and starts bouncing around. He's a dumbass. And a 9mm will blow the lung clean out of the body. Obviously, he's never shot a firearm. He's the same one that's, oh, just get a shotgun, pew, pew. Yeah, shotgun don't go pew, pew, fella. It's more like boom. A shotgun gonna do a hell of a lot more damage than a 9mm. You know, you shoot somebody with a 12-gauge shotgun, it's gonna be pretty messy, to say the least. Especially if you got some double-aught buck in that thing. You know? Good God. These people that want to control the guns are idiots. They're dumbasses. They don't even know what the hell they're talking about. But they want to take your guns. Yet they're surrounded with bodyguards, right? With the same guns they want to take away from you. And the people that are committing all these violent crimes, you know, in these cities, in these Democrat-run cities, are being cut loose. They let them off on bail, and then when they go to trial, they don't get shit for sentencing. You know, they back out on the street sooner than later and doing the same dumb shit they was doing when they got locked up before. Because they ain't learned no lesson. They ain't had to pay no price. Right? And these people go to prison, you ain't gonna learn nothing good in prison. Right? You know, that's like a finishing school for criminals, you know, right? That's like graduate school. You know, they going to go in there and graduate. They're going to graduate and get a degree in criminality. These people are stupid, man. I swear. I don't understand it, you know. We don't need less guns. Hell, you need more guns. Need to be like the Wild Wild West. Everybody got a damn gun. I bet you people will be a lot more civil then, because then your life will be at risk when you start mouthing off to somebody. You know? That's the problem. Everybody's doing shit and getting away with it, and they don't have to pay no consequences. And everybody wanting to blame the other one. You know, how about learn how to get along? How about learn to shut your mouth? How about learn not to be offended by every damn thing? How about learn to be polite? Be kind. Treat other people the way you want to be treated. How about that? How about that? And how about stop emasculating men? That's the problem in this country. Emasculating the men. Taking the men out the home. So then now the females are marrying the government. So now the children, the men, young boys, are being raised up by single mothers. No dad in the house. They're not learning how to be men with a mom in the house. You need a man to teach them how to be a man. You need an example. And that's the problem. That's where we at today, folks. That's where we at today. Big ball of confusion, like that song. big ball of confusion. Right? Oh, Lord. Well, crazy week. That's my wrap up. I don't want to beat everybody over the head. But I'm telling you, invest in precious metals. And I ain't talking about gold and silver. I'm talking about lead and brass, people. It's been a nice run, but I think it's over. I think it's unsalvageable. Money drives everything, and I think it's all over. It's just a matter of time. I hope I'm just long gone before it collapses. But, you know, I still got a few good years left, I believe, and I don't know. If I'm getting ready, you might want to get ready. You know, stock up, arm up, everything you need to do. You know, before the zombie apocalypse happens, because it's going to happen. They headed in the wrong direction, and they mashing on the gas, people. They're not even hitting the brakes and trying to change direction. They mashing on it. So that tells you right there, it's all intentional. You know, gas prices, food prices, shortages of baby formula and all that bullshit. That's all intentional. That's all intentional. There's easy ways to fix all of that. Easy ways. And they won't do it. They'd rather blame other people. Blame the former president of the United States, Trump. They'd rather blame him. They want to blame Putin. And ain't none of them got shit to do with it. You wanted the job. It's your job now. You fix it. Quit blaming other people and fix it. Find a solution instead of making excuses. But that's where we at. That's where we at. I'm going to wrap up. Thanks, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in. Thanks for listening. I appreciate each and every one of you. I really do. Again, if you want to reach me, you can reach me at ofmen4men@gmail.com. You can also like, subscribe, comment. If you'd like to support the channel, do so with the support button on the app that you're using. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. A lot of interaction on Twitter. If you're on Twitter, Of Men For Men Pod, I believe is it. Of Men For Men Podcast, or at Of Men For Men Pod. Look me up. I think there's another Of Men For Men on there, but it ain't. You don't want to go to that one. Leave me. And also Gab, Locals, and Parler, right? Alternatives, right? Gotta have them backups, see? Right? All right, my friends, I have been James Rodney Lemax, and you have been great. Yeah. Come on, man. Have a great weekend.
This will be a weekly podcast. You can find it on the Anchor app and anywhere podcasts are available. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. I look forward to seeing you there.